Hear the witness of the word. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. Acts 4:12.
You are listening to Christian Radio.
Christian Radio.
It's time now to gather round for the Expounder Ministries radio Bible teaching program, Walking in Simplicity, with your host, Brother Stephen Milhorn. Brother Stephen, an ordained minister of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, welcomes you to a time of prayer and ministry of the Word. At the close of today's program, an address will be given to contact Brother Stephen. And now, let's seek the Lord for a taste of that wonderful manna that can only come from God's Holy Scriptures.
To God Almighty in the highest, and peace from God, love from God, mighty salvation from God who is above all, the Creator, the Life Giver, the Life Sustainer, the Judge and the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, who no man comes unto the Father but by Him, and He is the one who grants us eternal life, peace, love, joy, provision, protection. He is Lord of all, and He who is Almighty, He wants His will to be done here on earth as it is in heaven. But there is a problem. Men are sinful. Their bodies and mind are infected by the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. Through Adam's transgression, all men have sin dwelling in their mortal bodies, and as a result of this, the body must die. But it does not end there, for there shall be a resurrection of both the just and the unjust. There shall be a reckoning, a judgment, an assessment, and when the body dies, then afterwards it is too late to make up your mind whether you will follow God or you will be led by your own self. Welcome, my beloved brothers and sisters, to the Walking in Simplicity program. This is your host, Brother Stephen, and today we are going to park ourselves in Matthew chapter 7. So let us hear about the narrow road. What is the narrow road? First, let's talk about a road. It is a path or a way we travel on. But why does God want us to go on the narrow road instead of the broad road? So let us talk about this today, my beloved brothers and sisters. Matthew chapter 7. Talking about the narrow road versus the broad road. Think about a great highway with multiple lanes, and you're traveling at a good rate of speed in your vehicle. Many lanes to choose from, many maneuverings, and then you go from there onto a two-lane road, and then traffic builds up, and then you turn off from that, and you go into a country road. It's a one-lane road, and then it becomes difficult when other cars are there. Then you get out of your car and you take a trail. Then you take a pathway. And then that pathway narrows again into a little line in which you can barely walk through. So God gives us this imagery, and He talks about the narrow road versus the broad road. Let us go to verse 13 of Matthew 7. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Verse 14, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. My beloved brothers and sisters, we're going to talk about the whole chapter of Matthew 7, but let us understand some things. We are to enter in at the straight gate, knowing that Jesus is the only way to the Father, knowing that the Holy Scriptures of the Holy Bible and the leading of the Holy Spirit is our guidance, is our counsel, it is our manual for the way of life. the written word of God and the indwelling spirit of God, knowing that Jesus is the door, the bread of life, and all the people who reject him and his words and his book and his way of life, they choose not to go through that gate, but they want to go through the wide gate, the gate of the flesh, the gate of their own independent will, the gate of their own counsel, which is a broad way. And God warns his people that if you choose that road, it will lead to destruction. And many, many, many people, the souls of men, women, many people of the world will go on that road. So why is this, my beloved? Because straight is the gate, Jesus Christ, the only way to God. Narrow is the way, by obeying his commandments. So the door and the gateway is Jesus. The narrow way is his commands, his word, the Holy Bible, the leading of the Holy Spirit. This is the way that leads unto life. But the reason the few there be that find it, because they want to rule their own lives. They want to enjoy the appetites of the flesh. They want to enjoy sin for a season. For God tells us our manner of life and how we are to live in holiness, honesty, truth, goodness, walking by faith, walking uprightly, being accountable to God, confessing our faults and our sins, being in subjection to God. For Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He is that straight gate. He is that narrow way. And he is the only one who grants eternal life. And those who choose him do so because they were first drawn by him. And they responded and they affirmed that they want to be found with God. Many people, if not all people, are drawn to Jesus. For Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth, meaning the cross and the resurrection, that he would draw all men unto himself. But not all men want this. So this is why the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction. There is the self-will of man. There is sin dwelling inside of every man. And there is the devil and his angels that are constantly at work trying to deceive the hearts of men, trying to lead them away from the light of the Lord Jesus. And we here on earth who are currently alive, we have the choice, the free will given to us by God, that we can resist the inclinations of the flesh. We can resist sin that dwells in our mortal body, but we must have God's help in doing this. We must be born again of his Spirit. We must be led by the Holy Spirit. We must know what the Word of God says, thereby knowing the will of God. We must come to know that after the death of the body, that our soul and spirit will either descend up to heaven to be with God, or the soul and spirit will descend down into hell to await the great white throne judgment of God in the fires of hell, where the worm dies not and the fire is not quenched. Everyone who has died before us is either in hell or in heaven. They either chose the narrow road to walk in the ways of God with the help of his Spirit, with the help of the Word. Their thoughts and hopes were on the great city, New Jerusalem, to be with God in heaven, which is not a pleasure palace of women and drink and song and continual gluttony, continual orgies. This is what most people think heaven is who do not know God. Their idea of heaven is that of the flesh, to satisfy the lusts of the flesh. But no, heaven is the place where God dwells, where the great city New Jerusalem is, where he sits on his thrones with creatures and with angels and with dwelling places or mansions, beautiful scenery, the river of life, the water of life, and those who go there walk about in a glorified way with a new mind, a new soul. There is song, there is celebration, there is worship, there is great fellowship, there is joy unspeakable and full of glory. There is God's radiated light and God's radiated love that permeates the place. No sin, no darkness, no evil Heaven is all good. So those who choose the straight gate and the narrow way, those who want to enjoy eternal life, do so knowing that you are going to be with God in a holy place, in a place filled with light and love and joy and reward and pleasures forevermore. But we see not everyone wants this. They want to take the temporal things of this world, which lead to destruction. They want to enjoy the now, the pleasures of the now, the lustful pleasures of the flesh, to gratify every sensual feeling. When the Lord says to resist those things that are unholy and ungodly, resist the sinful inclinations of the flesh, and let the spirit man lead you, and let your spirit man take control over your sinful flesh. So my beloved brothers and sisters, we know that the way is narrow because people do not want to have the Lord of Lords and King of Kings rule over them. And because God has given us free will, we have the right to choose. We can choose life or we can choose death, keeping in mind that hellfire was created for the devil and his angels. But those who choose to follow him will go where he goes, will end up where he ends up, for he is the God of this world system. That's why we are not to love the world, but to love the things of God. Now, my beloved brothers and sisters, Matthew chapter 7, judge not that ye be not judged, for with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. So if we want forgiveness, my beloved, we also must forgive. If we dare enter into judgment, we better make sure that we are not doing the same thing. Verse 3, and why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. So by this, my beloved, we need to walk circumspectly to make sure that our own vessel is clean before God, that we are walking humbly, that we have everyone's best interest in heart, and not to rule over them in judgment. If they have a problem or something in their way, let us consider our own way first and repent of it, and then we can reach out to our brother or sister. Verse 6, give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. So we should be careful about the holy things of God and not to place them in front of the ungodly, the rebellious, the evil. Yes, we are to let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works, and we are to be salt and light of the earth. But the holy things of God, the intimate things, the precious things of God, we need to be wise on who we present them to, because the metaphor of a swine, the evil man, will trample them under their feet, and once they've trampled them, then they will turn again and rend you and trample on you. So we are to give them kindness and love and good, but the deep things of God, the precious things, the holy things, we are to be wise in how we distribute it. Verse 7, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Now we're talking about people of covenant, those who are in Jesus Christ, those who have the ear of the Father, because you belong to the Son. If you pray and ask, if you seek him with all of your heart, you will find him. If you make your supplication or your prayer request, in other words, your knocking, the door will be opened unto you as long as you are praying in the will of God. Verse 8, for everyone who asks receives, And he that seeketh finds, and to him that knocks it shall be opened. And why? Because God, who is our Father, he loves us. He is our provider. He is our Lord and Master. And God gives us an example here in verse 9. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, because we were born with the Adamic flesh sin nature, and all men sin but Jesus, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. So people refer to this as the golden rule. Treat other people like you would want to be treated, with respect, with dignity, with honor, because you are made in the image of God. You want people to be kind to you, to speak soft words to you, and to love you. And he says here, if you want to be treated this way, then you should treat others also. For this is the whole sum of the law and the prophets, which the law of Moses was for the instruction of man on how to live, and how the prophets warned that if you don't live this way, you will be in great trouble. So then we go to 13, entering in at the straight gate, the door, the bread of life, Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. But men do not want to follow him. They want to open the wide gate and travel the broad road. There's even a song about it. The long and winding road, dun dun. But that's not our road, my beloved. Our road is the narrow road that leads to life. For the broad road leads to destruction, first of your life, your body, and then into hellfire. Now, I don't think the song of the long and winding road had hellfire in mind when they wrote it and sang it. But nevertheless, the road that God wants us on is not just that one lane road, not just that path, but on that narrow road that only one person can walk through, which is you and me, walking out our Christian life before God in obedience, in love, and forgiveness. That straight gate is because God made it that way. It is his command that we take that narrow path. It is his will that we deny our flesh, we deny our own independent will, our own sovereignty, our own autonomy, and that we surrender to his will. But beware of false prophets, my beloved, as verse 15 says, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Is Mormonism Christian? No. Is Jehovah Witness Christian? No. Mind Sciences, Scientology, Freemasonry, none of these things are Christian. None of those things are the narrow road. Islam, Hinduism, Shintoism. There are many religions and broad roads, but they all lead to destruction, because it is not the way of the Lord Jesus or his word of the Holy Bible. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? No, they do not, because they are not profitable. All those other religions do not bring you to God. Verse 17, even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. All we have to do, my beloved, is look around in our world and see the evil fruit, wicked concerts where people are trampled and killed, evil movies, evil music, evil theater, pornography, abortion, drunkenness and drugs, adultery, fornication, all the bad teachings, the philosophies of the East and the Middle East, So all you have to do, my beloved, is to know the will of God by being born again, by reading the Holy Bible, and then you will know whether the fruit is of God or of the devil or of the flesh. Verse 21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. What is the will of God? It is to receive Jesus Christ, to be born again of his Spirit, to follow him, to eat his flesh and drink his blood, to live holy, to be obedient to him. All those other false religions, they do not do the will of the Father, because the will of the Father is written out in the Holy Bible and overseen by the Holy Spirit. But yet many of those false religions have some form of what they call Jesus in their religion, and they will say, Lord, Lord, and want to enter into God's kingdom, but they shall not, because they do not do the will of the Father which is in heaven. Verse 22, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Were those people born again? Were they taking communion? Were they living for God, loving, obedient, forgiving? Were they connected to the vine? You must know him by spiritual intimacy, of being born again of his Spirit. Works will not do it. Activities will not do it. He said on the cross, it is accomplished. It is finished. Tetelestai. He did all the work. He is the one who did it. He is the one who purchased salvation. Men cannot work for it. Verse 24, therefore whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, who built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon the rock. Now, my beloved brothers and sisters, we are that house that the Lord indwells, and the storm is that journey of life, the rains, the floods, the winds that blow, the things that beat upon our house, upon our vessel. We live in a fallen world, but our foundation, we have the rock of Jesus Christ inside of us. So no matter what happens in this world, we hold on to him. We have him as our foundation. And when the rains come, the floods, the wind that beat upon the house of our body, of our soul, it shall not fall, because it was founded upon Jesus, who is our rock. And verse 26 goes on to say, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. So my beloved brothers and sisters, what this reminds me of, that same house is that same vessel. Those people who walk the broad road, when the troubles of life come to them, the stresses, the oppressions, the hardships, in other words, the rains, the floods, and the wind beating upon their house, they fall into sin, into drink, into drugs, into sexual immorality, into lying and dishonesty. And great is the fall of their house, because their foundation is upon the sand, the philosophy and the wisdom of this world, not upon the foundation of the rock of Jesus Christ. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. My beloved brothers and sisters, the reason he taught with authority is because he is the Word of God. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the King of Kings. He is the light, the bread, the door, the Bishop of our souls, the great Shepherd of the sheep. And what did the Father say about him? This is my beloved Son. Hear ye him. So my beloved brothers and sisters, we know this world is violent, immoral, decadent, evil, wicked. But we are called out of that to walk the narrow road. What is the narrow road? It is the rock, the Lord Jesus Christ. And it would be a wise thing for every living man and woman right now to cry out to the Father and to receive his Son, the only life giver. And speaking of life, my beloved, we need to pray against the American Holocaust of abortion. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, who is your Son, who is our Savior, we see that there are thousands of babies dying every day, not only in America, but in the world, because men and women, doctors and nurses, and politicians and judges have chosen the broad road, the wide gate that leads to destruction, unto hellfire, because abortion is murder. So Heavenly Father, we pray that you would touch the hearts of our legislators, of our judges, and of those who occupy the executive branch, and the hearts of the American people to stop this Holocaust, to stop the slaying of innocent babies in the belly, who do so for lust, for fornication and adultery, who do so for money. O Heavenly Father, we know that your judgment from heaven is on the way to our wicked nation. And we pray, O God, for repentance, for tears of the 60 million babies who have not seen the light of day or taken their first breath, but who returned unto you, who gave them a child on this earth. O Heavenly Father, we pray for mercy. We pray for a turning of the minds and wicked hearts of the American people who choose to slay the innocent baby in the womb, who choose to take the broad road of destruction in the killing of babies in the womb. Now, my beloved brothers and sisters, the hour is so late. We see that the communists have taken a good foothold into the Democrat Party, and the Democrat Party rules America. They are leading us into a pathway of the one world order, the Antichrist system. The tribulation is nigh at hand, and will you and I be found walking on the narrow road that leads to life, or shall you live in the flesh and travel the broad road that leads to hellfire? God addresses each one of us individually. No one can save you but God. No one else can get you to heaven. It's between you and God alone. Your relatives or your church cannot get you there. It's between you and God, you and the Lord Jesus. Either choose the narrow road of him or the broad road that everyone else is traveling. So keep in mind, my beloved, there are millions of people right now below our feet languishing in hell fire because they chose the wide gate and that broad road that leads to destruction, because they rejected the straight gate and the narrow way of the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep all these things in mind, my beloved, and mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. Bye-bye.
The third epistle of John. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom if thou bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well, because that for his name's sake they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles. We therefore ought to receive such, that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words. And not content therewith, neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and casteth them out of the church. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, But he that doeth evil hath not seen God. Demetrius hath good report of all men, and of the truth itself. Yea, and we also bear record, and ye know that our record is true. I had many things to write, but I will not with ink and pen write unto thee. But I trust I shall shortly see thee, and we shall speak face to face. Peace be to thee.
Thank you, my beloved brothers and sisters, for joining me today in the broadcast. If you would like more information about the ministry, you may go to www.expounderministries.com. Time is short, my beloved. Come back to God before it is too late. Mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. Bye-bye.